And I was sitting in the creek, so only about a foot deep. I had my legs up on top, my feet up on top of one of the many, many rocks.
Taking in a little sun and all that stuff.
Yeah, I got my book, and it's so quiet and peaceful out there that three deer actually came out of the woods, and one, which is a little fawn, came out into the water and was maybe 20 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it realizes that there's someone in there, and it just
then
watches
the buck came
me.
Out, the buck came out and said, you know, you're in our area, the river.
No, but Mom was on the
don't
on
make
the,
me go ask
on
Mr.
the
Wolf.
Hill, and then there was another one a little further on the hill, and then the fawn rather was in the water, and it was really cool.
Wow!
And then the piranha took the fawn.
I had a friend who lived in a house that was just south of the dam of Lake Conroe, where the river would come down behind in the trees, and there was a fawn that was growing up in a little family of deer in his backyard, and they would lure it up with breakfast cereal. And they got that fawn to the point where it actually come into their kitchen and eat breakfast cereal out of their hand, and they called it Bambi. And one day I was visiting, and they said, hey, Dave, come in the kitchen. I went in there. There's this little ringed fawn with the juvenile fur patterns, you know, that they lose when they get older, the little rings for disguise. And it took Cheerios out of my hand, and I petted it. It was like a family pet. Then they found out it was a boy, and it grew some little nubs and got aggressive, and then no one went anywhere near it again. It would stand up and knock your eye out like one of those boxing kangaroos.
I discovered the beer in the refrigerator. It was all over after that.
And then Bambi found its way to their freezer.
You know, in Wimberley, where we just were, they call them yard meat.
God. Well, yeah, it's like Julie's.
Well, there's so many of them.
Julie's older sister. Yeah, exactly. There's no predators up there. She lives in Connecticut. And it's just like, he says, and, you know, we tried to do yard work. We tried to put plants in the front yards of the house that looked nice. And the deer just eat them up before you even get them out of the pot, seemingly.
They're not afraid of anyone because of gun control.
Well, exactly.
Well,
and I asked her, I says,
they eat people's hibiscus.
Well, I asked her, are they afraid of people? She says, no. I says, I could kill them on the head. I hit them on the head with a hammer.
I don't know. The ones in Wimberley are still, I mean, you can't get too near. And as soon as my book moved just a little bit, the three of them took off. But, I mean, one morning Bob walks outside and there's 15 deer in the lot next to the house we were staying at.
I mean, those are those great nature moments that you remember for the rest of your
life. Yeah,
that
was really
neat.
And I thought, all I could think was, gosh, I wish the kids were here. But they were over visiting Ixman's brother.
Right.
Playing with the dogs.
Yeah, the deer blew out of there. They left their ice chest behind.
Really? Did they at least have decent beer?
it was deer beer.
Yeah, really. Antler ale. God, this again?
Well, it was low alcohol, so it was near deer.
I remember, I'm talking about remembering for the rest of your life, when I was a little kid, maybe 14, okay, a big kid, 14 years old, I was in Central Texas, and I just kind of went on one of those walkabouts like Crocodile Dundee. I had a summer day to myself and just went wandering off down the road, And I stepped into a clearing in between a bunch of trees, and at the same moment that I stepped into the clearing, a red fox bounded into the clearing. And he and I were face to face from about 10 feet, and he had made enough noise arriving because he was moving at speed that he didn't hear me. And so when he jumped into the clearing and I stepped in, it was the exact same moment, and he suddenly realized I was there. And there was about a 3-second pause where I looked at him and he looked at me, and he just couldn't believe that he had just jumped into a clearing with a human being. And finally he went, I better get out of here. And whoop, he was gone. But, you know, that was more than 30 years ago, and it's like a film in my brain. I remember every moment of it.
What was it that happened on the driving range
with the
demigoddesses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the driving range. That would be a very interesting discussion. Bambi runs across the diving range. $30 to the
putting range, whatever the heck it was with the,
what
with
did
the
happen?
It was the golf course.
There is a story here somewhere, isn't there?
There is. It was the golf course, and Tori, for whatever reason, that's one of the tax demigodlets, who's getting into golf, who's very good.
They're both very good, actually.
They're both very good. Decides to park the golf cart halfway down the hole. I don't know, and then start walking back. Okay. And we're all on the tee box, and she's probably about 150 feet away, and along comes a fawn, and it is screaming across the...
green?
The green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going top speed.
Top speed, and we're... screaming at her, look around, turn around, because it's running right next to her. If it goes in the other forest, she turns around.
I thought it nearly ran into her.
Yeah, nearly ran into her. No, she didn't have to jump back. She, Barely noticed it.
Leave some cloven hoofed footprints to mess up the putting trail for the next guy.
Right, but enough about letting them on.
Jokes just don't work when you mumble the punchline.
Well, you know, the littlest tax demigoddess had a tournament, a golf tournament, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago at Kingwood, and she won for her age group.
Ooh,
for girls.
By how many strokes? Tiger Woods margins here?
13.
Yeah, 13.
13 strokes.
Holy cow.
They played 2 days of six holes each, and she won by 13 strokes.
Mm. Yeah, she's doing so well, we decided to tell the other players where the tournament was.
And we took the plugging out of the holes. You know.
It's hard to learn to lose with grace and dignity when you don't lose.
And stop using the blowgun full of Nembutal-laced darts on the other players. Yeah. Really? Oh, there goes another one, thud.
Mommy, you know, I can't feel my left side.
You think you got kind
that's
of
okay.
A
that's
comical...
okay. You're just going to have to torque your right wrist a little harder on your come around. So.
Oh,
Mommy, I can't feel my right thud.
You think you got kind of a comical theme going, and then the brewing frog comes up with Nembutal darts.
You don't really know where to go from that.
Maybe we are someone, from France.
Maybe someone should think harder about whether this program should be on the air.
It's like, because somebody in the room here is dangerously insane, and it's not the cat.
Someone?
If we Nembutal the listeners, maybe we won't need the handcuffs to get them to hear
what
the whole
makes
show.
You think they're not that way already? I get up and change the station, but my body is numb.
I can hear, but I can't move. Perfect. You're the perfect radio listener.
Yeah, we just wake up the kid after... After the Nembutal wears off, well, you shot a 7.
But I was dreaming it was 667 or whatever the time was. We have to get up.
Oh, first day of school, yeah. The other tax didn't got it.
Bolt
up right in the middle of the night and said, Mommy, we got to go to school. It's
765.
It's 765.
I don't have a watch like that, does
anyone? And I looked at it and I said, what? No, it isn't. She goes, oh. It was a dream. And she goes back to sleep. Of course, yeah. I'm wide awake. It's 4:54 in the morning, not 7:65.
So she's panicking over the pressure and losing sleep, and school hasn't even started yet?
Well, that was the day school started, and she was worried about waking up late and being late to school.
See. Yeah, that was probably the fact that she was waking up in utter horror that somehow the French had gotten a hold of the time system and made it like metric. You know? Like,
well, it's
nobody
not like
can
that poor cat in the shipping box that when they finally let him out, he was in, and I quote Glenn Beck, stinking France!
Il n'y a rien d'égalité. It's just not fair, I tell you. It's not fair.
Because you got 33 deca minutes until school starts.
Yeah, what did the cat say?
Time to let the cat out.
French Sorry. Translation service is temporarily unavailable. Mais pour tous les autres mots, dis-moi. But for any other words, just talk to me.
Yeah,
we don't do that one.
Yes, yes.
I'm revealing publicly that I speak French. I suppose that could be taken as a moment of failed patriotism, but I can't help it. I learned it in school.
It is still
You speak Australian too, so.
Well, now, you know, Bruce's and Sheila's all over the place ought to learn how to speak Australian. Makes the beer go down that much smoother, you know.
Souffle latrine. I speak souffle latrine.
Souffle latrine.
Isn't that
chocolate mousse?
Oh, that's from that Val Kilmer movie.
Yeah, Top Secret.
Oh, yeah, when he played that rock star.
That was a great film.
The French underground. Up next is souffle. They flash over another guy. Latrine. Flash over another guy.
I wish I could remember more of that movie. I remember nonstop laughter until my stomach hurt, and then somebody very close to me saying, this is stupid. So it must have seen it recently.
Oh, dear.
Can somebody say something?
Can we wrap this thing down?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really? I can't rhyme. I can't rhyme. Yeah.
That microphone is out of warranty.
I did.
My fingernail accidentally tapped it, and it started to sound like a thunderstorm. Oh. Boom.
I did a rap song that it wrapped up, it compartmentalized everything that there is that you need to know about rap. It was
rap
perfect.
On, brother.
It is. I'm so important and I have a big penis. I'm so important. You just say that 1,400 times. You'll be editing that one out. But it's true.
Okay. You think?
Well, actually it is.
It's going to be right where the cat's a little like we went.
That totally went past this guy.
Well, if we're going to do race humor, you can talk about the...
That's not race. That's you know, even Vanilla Ice. All
friend.
Of it. It's all the same stuff. It's all
why
just...
Why does mean she loves rap music?
Ugh.
I think she was dropped on the head one too many
times. I didn't like it when it first came out in 1979 when I was a kid.
Oh, what was that?
Grandmaster Mel Mel and the Master Flash, Rapper's Delight.
Oh, gosh.
It's not an age thing. I couldn't stand it when I was a teenager either. I just like to have melody with my music, I guess.
Well, a hip hop, a hippity hip hip, the hoppy you don't stop a rocking to the bang bang beat. That's the original rap song.
Have you ever been over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I said the macaroni soggy, the turkey like wood. And
suddenly it looks like cheese.
I'm very, very disturbed by the fact that people know the lyrics.
I think these guys are mixing it up with the rap song in the Revenge of the Nerds talent show.
Oh, gosh.
It's amazing what your brainstem will regurgitate after 20 years.
20?
So they call it the lizard brain. Yes, that's why I keep having these panic visions of an asteroid hitting.
What? Well, Brewing Frog goes completely random.
Yeah, really.
Cover me, I'm going random.
I did catch a pretty cool toad for the kids on the golf course yesterday.
What did it look like?
Cool.
Oh, what about
it? It was wearing
oranges?
A plaid shirt and it was saying, "Let go of me, woman." Come here, you old toad.
I still have to play the 18th. Come on.
Really. What do you mean, slow play? I'm hopping out of here.
Well, against the best advice of broadcast professionals and those who have our best interests at heart, this program will be back next week at the same
ish time. Same ish channel.
X-Men!
Why do you have to do it so weird?
I didn't go so
crazy. Oh, because the rest of the show is completely conventional.
And
yeah,
serious.
Yeah. Is played so straight.
That's right. Needed a touch
you
of...
You have some bit of mirth in it all.
A touch of insanity right at the end.
There. I think David's going to be editing out a lot of that one.
Yeah. I can think of the first part he's editing out, certainly.
You can do that. That's pretty funny.
Oh, I don't think that's going to fly.
I don't know. I mean, I see things that they say in a foreign language that I know what it means, mm-hmm. and they get away with putting it on television
like
and stuff.
What?
Things in Spanish.
Like what?
Are you recording?
Of course I am. Like what?
I don't want to say any of those words.
No, I don't know.
I don't know any of the Spanish words. I know all the French ones.